I just want to bring you a story about doctors who have told a North Belfast man that he'll probably never regain the sight in his right eye after a firework exploded in front of his face on Saturday night. This happened to 23-year-old Colm Kelly. He opened the window of his flat to shout at a crowd of youngsters throwing stones and bangers. His dad, Joe, has been speaking to our reporter, Lisa McAllister. We should warn you that he gives a fairly graphic account of Colm's injuries.
As he opened the window, a banger went off 6 inches away from his face, causing extensive damage to his red eye and his face and upper torso.
You first saw him at the hospital, isn't that right?
I arrived just after the ambulance had dropped him off and he was getting brought into triage. My wife didn't want to go and see the extensive damage, so I went in, and as I took the bandage off, I shuddered. His pupil was hanging out of his eye socket, and the blood was pouring from a different amount of wounds that were inflicted on his face. Made me very, very angry. To think that the stupidity of some youngster being sold illegal fireworks has caused this damage to my son. But it could have been that child himself.
Colm had an operation then on Sunday morning. How did that go?
He had a CT scan first to see if there was any other fragments within his eyes. And then he had the operation, 2.5 hour operation. They had to close his retina, close his eyelid, and seal up the scars that had been left on the right side of his face. And they don't know about the optic nerves behind, so they have to wait for a few days to see if he will regain any sight or lose it completely.
Have they indicated what they think the chances are?
I asked the doctor what, on a 50-50 basis, what it was, and he gave it about 10%. My son's going to be half blind because of the stupidity of throwing a banger.
It's more than likely they think that he won't regain his sight then?
Yeah, well, they're hopeful that it hasn't damaged the optic nerves, but the way he explained it to me, he said it was like a hand grenade going off in front of someone's face, and the pressure would usually damage the sensitive nerves behind the eyes.
It must be very hard for you and your wife to think that just on Saturday night, Colm's here, like any other young fella, going to go up and watch the football that night, and now he's in the hospital and may end up blind in one eye.
Yeah, the wife's holding it together as best she can, but when me and her sit down together, she'll break down. I know she will. I feel like that myself.
The way you've described his injuries and what you saw in the hospital, the fact that it's over something as daft as a couple of kids being out with what they think are toys.
Exactly. The futility of these areas now, and we're going to be inundated for the next month or so with bangers, rockets, you know, all the paraphernalia that supposedly goes with Halloween now. You can't have a normal society if kids as young as 7, 8, 9 are able to buy illegal fireworks and throw them at people.
Do you blame the people who sold these fireworks and bangers to the young people?
Yeah, you know, as I said earlier, this is a socially deprived area and everybody's out to try and earn a few quid and all the rest, but why sell fireworks to youngsters to try and make some money? That's stupidity.
How's Colm feeling now?
Well, I'm not long left the hospital. It's starting to kick in a little with him now in the pain aspect there. But he's also saying to me, slagging, that, you know, he can be a parrot now with a patch and stuff like that, which is funny till a certain extent, but when you think he's going to be scarred for the rest of his life, it's not funny.